Editorial, Samsung Electronics in the Age of Experience. H.S. Kim, President and CEO of Consumer Electronics Division, Samsung Electronics. The start of a new year is often a time to reflect on the past and look to the future. It is a moment when we take stock of our challenges and opportunities and begin to chart a path forward. And what better place to look forward than at the world's largest consumer technology conference, CES 2020, in Las Vegas. It is a conference I look forward to every year, where the most innovative in our industry gather to show people the future and shape the direction of technology. I'm so excited to have Samsung Electronics at CES once again, leading the conversation about world-changing technological innovations. But as exciting as it is, I have to say that this year is especially unique. It's the start of a new decade, and I'm honored to kick it off by hosting Samsung's pre-show keynote on January 6th. A milestone year like 2020 gives us a chance to look at the last 10 years and set the scene for what's to come. As I look back, I see a decade of tremendous progress. The smart, connected mobile device became nearly ubiquitous. The Internet of Things, IoT, nascent in 2010, emerged to become one of the biggest growth categories in technology. Today, the majority of our devices are IoT-enabled, and we'll continue to make them as connected and intelligent as possible in a way that makes sense for our consumers. And of course, artificial intelligence, AI, took shape and is poised to be one of the most impactful technologies of our lifetime, shaping and molding the new ways we live and work. It is against this backdrop that we gather in Las Vegas for a new decade, to look at what's ahead. At Samsung, we see a future of opportunity. With the emergence of AI and IoT, finally enabled by the power of 5G, the start of 2020 marks a moment where the realization of our vision for an intelligently connected world becomes a reality. Of course, to understand the future, we must know where consumers are headed, as their changing tastes and interests continue to propel our company forward. Today, rapid urbanization and shifting demographics are changing how our worlds appear. And with these changes come countless new opportunities to innovate and to deliver new value to consumers and society. Because as we look ahead, we know people want more. Not simply more things, but more experiences that make these new technologies increasingly meaningful in their lives. And so at the dawn of a new decade, we see a new age in technology, the age of experience. The age of experience will be defined by personalized technology that meets your needs. It means that the devices you use will understand you as an individual, blurring the boundaries between the digital and physical worlds, and changing the way you interact with your cities and communities. The age of experience will help you make a tangible connection with technology in a personal way that was not possible in the past. Instead of changing your routine to incorporate more devices, your devices will work seamlessly for you. Just imagine how much more you could accomplish with an intelligent companion that supports you, instantly reacting to your needs. And what makes this moment particularly exciting is that Samsung is uniquely positioned to lead in this age of experience. With our robust investment and proven leadership in IoT, AI and 5G, the experiences of tomorrow will be built on the technologies that Samsung pioneers today. But what is perhaps the most important for Samsung, and what I am looking forward to sharing further on stage at CES - is our commitment to ensuring that all of these advancements are used as a force for good. I have always believed that technology has a responsibility to be used to better our experiences, to create a better place for all. At Samsung, innovation is about maximizing human potential and working with our valued partners through open collaboration to develop technologies that advance humanity. And I believe that the age of experience will set the bar high for 2020 and beyond. In the end, innovation is not the goal in itself, but a starting point to create a better world as a society. So everything, from consumers, to innovators, to the tech in your home, can work together for tomorrow. We've got so much in store, and I'm excited to share more about how the age of experience comes to life in 2020 and beyond. I hope you'll join me on Monday, January 6th.